Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and happy hump day to you. I hope you guys are doing well. Maybe you're off work now. Maybe you're on the way home from work. I don't know. But all I do know is that you're here with me today. And if you guys can understand this, well, hey guys, give me one. So, hey, guys, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. And that's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to be on the air and give your comments or make your comments or have an opinion on today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Again, 516-531-9483. And remember, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. And so let's get right into it, guys. And what I'm saying is, guys, I can't do the show every day. And I can't seem to do it consistently, right? So just remember that if you are online listening to the show right now, there's an icon there that says follow this show. If you press on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show, that will let you know the days that I will have a show. It lets you know the days I'm going to have a show, when I set the show up. And again, you can go back and listen to a show. You can see on the page there, you can go back and listen to a show in the archives. It's just a list of all my shows all the way back to when I first started this thing. And you can go back and listen to those shows, any one of those shows that you like. And that will still count for me as a listener. Okay, just whenever you do, go back and listen, right? So you guys can do that. And again, if you're on my show page, go ahead and click on that icon that says follow the show. Set that up where you'll be able to get my show notes. And you'll know when I'm having a show and when to listen in, right? And again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, right now, it's 67 degrees in the ATL. High today was 71. Felt like 81 to me when I came out of work. It was pretty warm. Low tonight, 49. Tomorrow, cloudy, 60 is the high. Fridays, rain 54, and Saturday rain 60, Sunday sunshine, Monday sunshine, Tuesday sunshine. So we're looking at a kind of wet part of the weekend, but again, if you guys can get out there and get those barbecue grills going, right? Okay. And now, let's see, what's our word of the day? Today's word of the day is indoctrinate. Indoctrinate is a verb, and it's spelled I-N-D-O-C-T-R-I-N-A-T-E. Indoctrinate. Indoctrinate means, again, it's a verb, and it means to instruct, especially in fundamentals or rudiments, okay? Simply to teach. Indoctrinate means to teach, okay? Or to imbue with a usually partisan or tarian opinion, point of view, or principle, okay? So indoctrinate means to teach, okay? To instruct in, especially in fundamentals, all right? So that's your word of the day. That's our weather for today. And here is our sponsor. Today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, guys, don't listen, you're going to get that. And so, again, guys, thank you for tuning in and welcome. All right. Let's see. Before I get into the show, I just wanted to send out a prayer and hope you guys can pray for a friend of mine. Tommy, they found a mass in his throat, had to have surgery, but found out that it wasn't cancerous. But let's pray for his speedy recovery, okay? And it was blocking 90% of his throat. Isn't that amazing? That's simply amazing. But the great part about it is he didn't, you know, it wasn't cancerous. So that's the beauty, right? That's the great thing about it. All right? So, again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Today's episode is part two of a three-part episode. And the first part was, are you car broke? The second part today is, are you house broke? Okay? And I wanted to discuss the reasons that people pay too much for their houses. Okay? Now, if you don't know, but a house is not an asset. I mean, it's something to shoot for. It's like the American dream and this and that. But a house is not an asset unless you own it. And I don't mean, you know, own it by you paying the mortgage every month. You don't own it. The bank owns it. The bank, if you miss payments, the bank will come in and take it from you. So you don't own it. Okay? And until you own that house, until you've paid that house off, you don't own it. Okay? And if you've just moved into your house, oh my God, I don't know how long I think they say it's 3 to 5 years before you start to paying into your principal for your house, for your home. Right? If you think about buying $150,000 house, you're probably going to pay back close to $200,000 for that house if you add up the interest, okay? And then, you know, not even including taxes and insurance that you have to pay. And so you're already behind the eight ball from the jump. So you have for some years to even just pay the interest. Now they'll say you're paying some principal or whatever. Let me tell you something. If you get into that fourth and fifth year as you enter your house, call your mortgage company and say, "Hey, I've been here about 5 years. I think I got a little equity built up in my house. How much can I borrow? How much can I do a home equity loan for? How much can I refinance and take cash out?" "Well, Mr. Williams, you don't have any. You might have $200 worth of equity in your home right now. $200? Come on, man. I've been paying this $1,500 house note for 5 years. You say I got $200 equity in this house?" "Yes, sir. With the interest that's calculated and this and that, that's about how much you own. And you can kind of count that up to about the front door." Okay? The front door. And believe me, guys, I'm not knocking buying a house. I did it. I've done it twice. I'm not knocking buying a house. That's a great thing. It's good for family. It's a lot more secure than an apartment. I mean, according to where you are, a lot more secure than an apartment. It's great for your family. You've got a yard that your kids can play in. If you have kids, and you can fence it off and have your kids back there. You can have your dog, whatever. Okay? But it is work as well. Okay? It's work. It's work as far as having to, whenever something breaks, falls apart, whatever, you gotta take care of it. You're not living in an apartment where you can say, "Hey, my air conditioning isn't working. Can you guys fix it? I'm going to work now, but can you guys get in here and fix it?" Well, yeah, they have to get in there and fix it, right? You're renting the place from them. Okay? So if you think about it in those kind of ways, then, you know, a house is great. I recommend it for everyone. But I don't recommend you going into a place that's going to have you just strapped for cash each month because you're having to pay this astronomical house note. Okay? I don't want you guys to get into that. All right? Now, if you make a lot of money, you can afford it, yada, yada, whatever, good riddance. Go for it. Right? But still, at the same time, what a lot of people don't understand is that it really doesn't matter how much money you make. And you know, the reason I say that is because you know, let's say you're making combined household income, you and your husband, y'all pulling in $250,000 a year. Great money, right? Great money. Now you look at someone on the other side of the spectrum who's maybe making a combined $80,000 a year. Okay, but that $80,000 and that $250,000, you guys are really living the same type of lifestyle. What I mean by the same type of lifestyle is that the $80,000 a year household is living to the edge of their money, living that kind of lifestyle. The $250,000 a year household is living to the edge of their income and their lifestyle. So they're living the same type of lifestyle. Okay? The same type of lifestyle. See, people look at someone who's driving a big Mercedes or a Porsche or any, you know, some type of sports car or something, say, "Ah, man, they're making money. I wish I could do that. I wish I could have that car." You go to their house and they got this fabulous, nice $500 million home that they're doing in. Look, I mean, nice. Okay, nice. But they're living to the edge of their money, just like you are. It's no different. It's just that they're making a little more money than you are. But they're still living that same type of lifestyle. Well, they can't really do some of the things that they really want to do because they don't have the cash. I remember one time when we used to do business, and we had gone and talked to this couple, and the husband was a doctor and she was something else, maybe a nurse or something. They had a nice lifestyle and they were living in a nice place and this and that. And once we finished our presentation as far as what business we were doing, which was e-commerce, which was making online money through gigantic stores, then at the end of our thing, they were like, okay, Frank, well, how much does it cost to run this thing? I'm like $150 to get started. And then, you know, you start to do your thing. So when he said $150, he said, okay, well, let me talk it over with my wife. And they start mumbling back and forth. And honey, if we move this there and this there, if we change this around and this and that, then I think we can swing it. And I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my wife, I'm thinking, what in the world are they talking about? And I'm thinking that I'm talking to these doctors who are making, you know, nice income, but they're talking about looking for money. I mean, I was talking about $150, and I had to say, okay, hold it. I had to say, hold it. You're thinking $150,000, not $150, right? You're thinking $150,000. That's how valuable that thing was that I was doing. I'm still running it. I'm just not real active in it anymore. But anyway, that's the deal. And, you know, but, you know, a lot of people are house broke. And you ride through these neighborhoods sometimes, or some of these homes, and you see them, and you're like, man, that's a huge house. It's gigantic. I wonder how much it costs. Okay, and then so at that point, you know, you might see that house and see a nice car parked in the yard and all this, but hey, guess what? They're probably living that same type of lifestyle that you are, no doubt, because their house broke. Okay? That means you bought too much house for your money. And you can do that making well over six figures, because you can do that making five figures. So you can easily do that making six figures. The more money you make, the easier it is to become house broke. Hey guys, that's all the time I have today. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Have a great Wednesday evening. This is the Hawks home opening game, the Atlanta Hawks home opening game. You guys step up, watch it. I think they're going to be kind of exciting this year. All right? So I won't say I'll see you guys in 23 and a half hours, because that may be a fib, but I will say I'll see you soon. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.